This morning, Ephesians chapter 3, and for sake of time, I'll go down in verse number 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord,
Amen.
In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. And that's as far as I'll read for sake of reading. I want to do something this morning that I've been praying about for the last couple of weeks. I want us to look back again in verse number 9, where he says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, here it is, which from the beginning of the world, get that, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. And why? Verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed. I want to talk to you this morning about God's creation and design. God's creation and design. And I want us to look at something this morning. I brought a prop with me, and it's something that I have been working on for about a week and a half, a couple of days here and there, is this knife. And I had went to Brother Wilson, and I said, I'd like to learn what you do. I'd like to learn how to build one of those knives. And it's just a basic knife. It's a user, and you know, there's a lot can be done with these knives, more than I ever comprehended. But I want you to listen to the words that I'm saying this morning and liken it unto God our Creator and us as His created. Because He did create us. It was Him by Jesus Christ. The Bible said, created all things by Jesus Christ. John 1 says that same thing. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. Without Him was there not anything made that was made. And so it was by Jesus Christ that everything has been made. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen? I mean, time and space and matter, all was created by God in the beginning. And I first began to think about this. I thought a lot about it as we were crafting it. I thought an awful lot about the potter and the clay that Jeremiah spoke of. And I thought an awful lot about the epistles of Paul, especially the Ephesians, where he talks about his predestination and his foreordination and the creation and his purpose and everything that God has done. And in our lives, think about that. Listen, God has made man, and man is going to hell today. That's not why God created man.
God created man not to go to hell, but to spend eternity with him. God gave him from the foundation of the world, that was God's purpose for man. Amen? Now, I begin to think about several things, and if you look at this, it's made out of a lot of material. I mean a lot of material. There's a lot that goes into these things, more than I could even probably remember. And the bigger ones, there's even more. There's a lot of process that it has to go through. But first, I was thinking about the material. You know, this is not my knife. This belongs to another. It belongs to the one who, it was his material. Are you listening to me this morning? You and I belong to him. Absolutely belong to him. We are not our own. Amen. Especially if we're saved, we are bought with a price. Amen. God is the one that gave us breath and life and a form. Amen. Think about that. I mean, think about the material, all the material that God himself, man has not made this material. Man cannot make this material. It is all God's material. Amen. God created, it's what the Bible said. I mean, that means God brought from nothing everything into existence. God chose a pattern. When we first begin to lay this out, there was a pattern. And even that pattern, listen, it was in God made you and I in his own image. That's the pattern that God made out of us. I know, listen, this name seems a little elementary, but God didn't pattern us after the monkey. No, we wasn't made after that pattern. We wasn't made after the pattern of a fish. God formed you and I out of the dust of the earth and made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So God had a pattern. It was in his own image. You and I are in his image. Hands and arms and legs. Amen. A spirit and a soul. Listen, we breathe the very breath that God breathed into us. You think about the pattern, and the design is even more. The Bible said in Ephesians 1:4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Listen, this wasn't always this way. As a matter of fact, it was in a lot of pieces. It was in a lot of pieces. And I thought about that. I mean, my life was in pieces. Are you listening to me? Before the Lord took hold of me and shaped me and formed me. And he said that he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In Romans 8:29, he said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now these words that he used, foreknow, that means to know beforehand. When Brother Wilson invited me over to his house, listen, I had no idea what we were going to do. And he picked out a pattern. I said he picked out a pattern and made the design. It was all his. He didn't get it from someone else. Are you listening to me? It was his design and his pattern. And it was his material. And he knew exactly the last end before we ever started. I'm amazed by things like that. I don't know how it affects you, but to think that God already knows the outcome of our life. Amen. From the foundation of the world is amazing to me. That God, listen, that's why He's the omniscient God. He knows all things. The word predestinate means to predetermine. Amen. It means to determine before. I mean, He knew what He was going to do with it before the foundation of the world. Knew exactly. I followed Him around like a puppy in the shop. Are you listening? Everywhere He'd go, I was just, I didn't know what we was doing from one step to the next. But He knew exactly what He was doing. Are you listening? I mean, this stuff really crawled on me over the last couple of weeks. I mean, to think about the interest that God has taken in our life. Amen. I mean, from the very beginning, that God knew me and God knew you. Made us in His image and made a pattern. Are you listening to me? And had determined what He was going to do with our life. I mean, it means to also ordain or to limit in advance. Now, it doesn't mean He's going to only let you go so far. It means you and I are going to be conformed to the image of Christ. He's going to let us be that. That's the limit. Are you listening? He did that for you and limited us. He said that we would be conformed to the image of His Son from the foundation of the world. In advance, God knew that. And to be conformed, to fashion like unto, to make similar, to jointly form. I didn't know, listen, how the steel was going to be taken down. I didn't know how it was going to take its color. I didn't know how the wood and the pins and all that was going to be applied to stay there. I had no idea of everything that was involved. But we conformed it. Listen, this was from the beginning of a pattern, from the time these were just two pieces of wood and that was just a square piece of steel, there was a knife there. Are you listening to me? That's what it was going to be. Amen. A knife, and a very sharp knife, by the way. Amen. Thank God it said that He's going to conform us into His image. Conformers. Listen, you may not feel like right now that you're the knife, but that's where you're headed. There is not only the pattern, there is a process. When we first had this, there was a piece of steel and we laid a design on it and we had to scar that material, that metal. That carbon steel. There was an instrument that you scrape it and scar it, and it leaves the design of the image on the material. I hope you are listening. I hope you are getting as much out of this morning. I mean, when I think about the things that God brings us through in life and the pressure that God puts in our life, are you hearing me? Even maybe sometimes what you think, the things that scarred you, listen, God's going to grind them away. Make an image out of you. Amen? We had little marks up here on the top. And even on the blade, it was thick down here at the bottom at first. We had to make two marks, one on left side and one on the right side. When you go to grinding that blade, listen, you had to You had to really watch what you're doing. And you couldn't go past that mark, because if you did, you'd have a knife that looked like that. You'd be shaving it off to one side or shaving it off to the other side. And I'm telling you, it was one of the most tedious things I had ever done. Just freelance. I mean, it was nerve-wracking to me. By the time I got done, I was in nerves. But Brother Wilson wasn't in nerves. He'd step up there and he just throw them through there. I mean, just like it was second nature. Why? Because he's the knife maker. I'm not the knife maker. Amen. He's the knife maker. And you know, when I had messed it up, when I felt like I'd gone too far, I'd give it to him and say, "Can you fix this? Can you do something with this?" He'd look at it and say, "I believe I can straighten that out." Hey, are you hearing me? Hey, God knows what to do in your life to get you back on course. To keep you from ruining your life. Amen. There's a process. Don't cross the line. Amen. That's what he kept telling me. Don't cross the line. Amen. Don't grind across the line. It's very important. Listen, there's more steps than this. I'm not even giving it its due process. I'm just trying to hit some high spots to maybe help you this morning. I mean, but the process is different from the pressure. The process brings pressure. We went to a grinding and sanding, grinding and sanding, more and more. And it took a lot of grinding. I mean, shaving off what was not needed. Even when I thought it looked pretty good, no, it needed more. It needed more. God knows exactly what needs to come out of our life. Exactly what needs to come out of our life. I mean, learning to trust Him in that your life is in His hand. Amen? He is trying to make us a vessel, sanctified and meet for the Master's use. Amen? I mean, something that can truly be used. So that pressure, Paul spoke about in one time in his life, he said that there was a messenger of Satan sent to buffet him, put pressure on him. Pressure on him. And in some of those times it was grinding. Sometimes it was sanding with a heavy grit. Sometimes it was sanding with a lighter grit. When you got everything seemed like just about ground off, then you get polished. And you go through, it's like being buffed. You're on the same machine. It's rough, and it can take metal off just being polished. But you apply just enough pressure to know pressure's there. Sometimes in my life, listen, I've wondered, God, I've already been through this before. And I understand it. But that pressure was there. God polishes on our life. He doesn't just grind us and put pressure on life for no reason. We wanted to put a high shine where a high shine needed to be. Amen? And I'll tell you what, when you go to polishing these things, you can tell if you scarred it unevenly when you was grinding and sanding. That's when you can tell. And you think, wow, how'd that nick get there? You know what you have to do? You have to go back. You have to make sure you get that out and then polish it again. Why? Because you want it to be perfect. Amen? He hath perfected forever, the Bible said, them that are sanctified. God sets your life apart to perfect us. Amen? It's not enough for a master craftsman, amen, for it to just be okay. It needs to be perfect. It's got his name on it, amen? That's right, it's got his name on it. It's got his name. You look at mine, it ain't got my name on it, but you look at his knives, they got his name on them, amen? You know what? Not ashamed to say, this is perfection. This is what my hand has made. This is what my mind and my hand has put into this. You think about the manifold wisdom of God to put nerves in us, veins that we don't understand, and organs. I mean, to think about what is inside of a man or a woman and how it operates. The Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's parts of us that I have no idea how it works. The understanding. Our immune systems. And everything. I mean, it's amazing how this body works. Because God fashioned it to be that way. He formed it to be that way. He put us through a process and pressure and then polished us to give us that purpose. He said in 1 Thessalonians 3:13, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. You know what holiness is to the Christian life? It's the polish. Holiness in the Christian life is the polish. God wants us, listen, to be lights shining. Blades polished at a high mirror. Are you listening? To reflect the shine. Oh yeah. God Almighty has given us a purpose. I read it in your hearing in Ephesians 3:11. According to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus. Shall the thing... Remember, what was that? Romans 9? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? This didn't ask me that. Now I know it's not a big Rambo knife. It wasn't made to be. It's not a big steak knife. Oh, it's not a beautiful wedding cake knife. I don't know if you've ever seen one of them, but man, you talk about, it's just like gold laying there. Beautiful. But it is a knife. And it does have a purpose. It absolutely has the purpose it's been made for. We need to remember, just because we are not someone else or something else, that we're not being used or unusable in some way or misplaced. No, if you let God handle your life, are you listening to me? You put your soul, your spirit, your mind into His hands. Know this, God has made you just the way you are for an eternal purpose. I'm glad that, listen, when the Lord saved me, I had no idea He would call me. I had no idea He would. Not everybody's called. Not everybody. Paul went through that. Not everybody's this or this or this. But you are a part of the body. You are made in His image. That's God's plan for you to be saved. What a waste. What a waste it would be if somehow this had the ability to just crumble every time I touched it. It would be just so unusable. What if it had the ability to say, I'm not going to be used as a knife? God gave man the ability to choose. You can choose to be what God has purposed for you to be. Listen, from the foundation of the world, listen to me. Nobody in this world could pick out something better for you to be, better than God did from before the world was created. God, before the world was created, said, this is what I want to do with your life. Do you not think that God knows what's best for your life? Well, salvation's the start. That's just the start. Are you listening to me? Salvation's the start. I mean, listen, I could have used this long before we finished it for some things. For some things that a knife could do. But you could leave it in the process. Let it go through the shop. Let the craftsman keep working on it and doing what he wants to it to make it the very best that it's going to be. He's still working on me. I want you to stand this morning.